Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
85 years ago, a small crowd of hooded Ku Klux Klansmen crashed the funeral of Deputy Salt Lake County Sheriff Gordon Stewart. Marching to Stewart's gravesite in the form of a cross, the Klansmen paid silent homage to the deputy who had been killed in the line of duty and then were whisked away in two unmarked cars. It's still unclear why representatives of the Klan showed up at Stewart's graveside service. Perhaps Stewart was a member of the group, or maybe the Klansmen were simply trying to show that they were on the side of law and order. One thing is certain, however, the public display made by the Klan at Stewart's funeral was not unique in early 20th century Utah. The Ku Klux Klan made its initial appearance in Utah around 1921 as part of the group's nationwide resurgence following its first appearance in the South following the Civil War. Within a few years, Klansmen had grown bold enough to march through the streets of Salt Lake and intimidate immigrants by burning crosses on their lawns. The most violent of the Utah Klan's activities, however, may have been the lynching of African-American miner Robert Marshall in Carbon County. Arrested on apparently flimsy evidence for murdering lawman J. Milton Burns, Marshall was hauled to a farm between Price and Wellington by a lynch mob and hanged. According to historian Larry Gerlach, it was an open secret in the county that Burns and the 11 men who were eventually charged with killing Marshall were members of the Klan. Unfortunately, no one was ever convicted of Marshall's murder, but the crime did bring public pressure to bear on the Klan. Anti-mask laws and other public ordinances that targeted the Klan ultimately pushed the group underground. By the 1930s, the Utah Klan had effectively died out to await a new resurgence later in the century. Content for this episode of the BeHype Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's BeHype Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcbw.org.